This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Welcome. It's Tuesday. We took yesterday off. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. It was a nice little break. We worked. Let's be honest with ourselves.
We worked harder than we ever have.
I think it's one of the longest days of my life. No, it was a pretty long fucking day.
You know what?
But today's my day off.
Today's your day off?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have anything after this.
What are you going to do?
What
does Nikki Glaser do?
What does she do? You know what? I was supposed to go watch my special with Chris and go over it. And he was like, I could do it a day, hang and do that. And then we could go take a break. And then I'd come back and hang out at night. And I said, no, because I have my eyes set on a nap. Man, I got two naps in yesterday, too. We shot at, I had to wake up at early. I had to wake up at 10 to let the people in to set up the shot. Then I got a nap in from 11:30 to 11:45, 15 minute. Then I shot a thing at 12 to 12:37, and I got a nap in from 12:50 to 1:30. 125. That was a pretty... The two naps snuck in a very small
nap.
Window.
Sometimes a sneaky nap is better than a full nap.
It really was restorative, but I'm definitely napping later today. I feel like I've been napping, needing a lot of naps recently. Let me just introduce our guest. She's here with us. She's sitting in the chair next to me. You can
Hello.
Watch it on YouTube in a couple days. Welcome to the show. Big longtime fan, longtime listener, listens to, I think, almost every show.
Certified bestie here.
Certified bestie.
Hell yeah.
It's Carlisle Forrester.
What's up?
You can follow her on Carlisle Forrester on Instagram, CARLISLE. Forrester, FORRESTER. Hey, nailed wait a second. It. My nephew's name is Forrest.
Yeah, I heard that.
Forrester. I didn't even think about it, how it's part of your name. Did you get a lot of like, run, Forrester, run?
I got a little bit of that. Yeah. If I had a son, I'd probably name him Forrester. Because I'm my mom's maiden name. Carlisle.
Forrester?
No, because it's a because it wouldn't be my last name.
Oh, right.
Like,
well,
I'm thinking you're going to be
a
single mother
for some reason.
Carlisle is my mom's last name, and I like that as a trend.
Her real name is Esther.
Yeah, Esther Carlisle. Okay. But I don't
wait,
go
what's
by
your
that,
dad's last name?
What's your dad? You take your
Forrester.
Oh, duh.
Do you guys...
No, I know. So if you named your... Oh, because you're going to take your husband. Okay.
Andrew, so Carlisle is your mom's last name.
I know.
Her mom is a fair maiden.
Yes, I know she's a maiden.
Wait, your mom's maiden name is Robin Thicke. Robin... God, I... Wait, will you give me the first initial?
G.
Gershwin.
It's not far off, actually.
Gershuni.
Think Jewish... I guess you were.
Greenblatt.
No, it's...
Greenspan.
Greenhorns.
No, it's not. Greenhorns. Greenhorns. I'm thinking Jewish. Greedy.
There's so many bad...
Great with money.
Horrible names I want to say, but... No. It's even worse. It's Gindel.
Gindel. Oh, I wouldn't have gotten
which
that.
Which is actually Jewish for I'll rob you and... And take your money and add interest.
You know who you can tell is Jewish? Who makes anti-Semitic jokes. That's like when you are watching TV, when you see a comedian or someone like making Jewish... Who was doing an impression of a Jewish person the other day and it was pretty anti-Semitic and you go, oh, is he Jewish? Like we just were like, oh, I guess he's Jewish.
I don't know.
Maybe it was Saget.
I guess it's like when, you know, black people get to say the N-word. And so Jews really lean into...
Oh, that's the Jerry Seinfeld thing of like, I think he just converted to Judaism purely for the jokes.
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah.
Does that make you offended as a Jewish person? No, it offends me as a comedian.
Yeah. So, and in Curb this year, there was the guy that ran
Jew
the studio
Jesus.
Just was too Jewy. And he just led with Jew, like every joke, because
Elon,
he was Jewish.
Elon.
Yeah, because what it does, if you're, let's say you were Jewish...
And then, Elon is like that. He makes everything about
I'm sure he probably
and I think that's why
him.
He liked me initially.
Because he thought you were Jewish. Mm-hmm. So, and who else thought you were Jewish?
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
He died thinking I was Jewish. I looked at our last
that's
text exchange and he said we were long lost relatives that were terminated in Europe or in Russia. And I was like, and someone goes, oh, he thought you were Jewish. And I go, that's what that means? I was like, damn it.
His last Google search was, is Nikki Glaser really Jewish?
I'm glad he died of thinking, I think that makes you Jewish. If Bob Sag, if a male Jew dies thinking you're Jewish.
No, it's got to be a female.
No, that's only if you think. Well, that's the mother thing.
I mean, it's all so stupid. Yeah, the mother has to be
but
Jewish
I
for you to be Jewish.
I loved that Jewish funeral ceremony. Have you ever been to one, Carla?
Not a Jewish
a ceremony
one.
Of any sort. Yeah. An induction.
Have you ever put on a dress?
It was so beautiful. First of all, they did the Hebrew prayers and they sang, you know, it's like, Hashalada, like, and there's a lot of like,
no, keep I'm going.
Not, no, you know, it's like a long thing. But then
that might be the most anti-Semitic thing I've ever heard.
Then they read it. Then they had the English version and read it, and it took 2 seconds. Like it was the singing it and he would really I'm wondering when you sing
it's
in
the
Hebrew,
cantor. The cantor.
If when the cantor sings
or cantor.
Do they like take liberties with what becomes like a longer thing to say?
Yeah, it's kinda like the Star Spangled Banner, you know, people just make it their own.
Yeah, I mean I'm wondering.
To be honest, I have no idea.
It was fascinating to listen because they wrote it phonetically so you could follow it along
Yisrael,
with it.
Adonai Elohecha, Adonai Echa.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked it. And then
I think I sing better in the Hebrew.
It was a short service too. They didn't fuck around. They sang 2 prayers and then we're out. And then we go to the gravesite, and everyone at the gravesite got to shovel some dirt onto.
Yeah, that surprised me that you did that. I thought you were joking.
No, it really happened.
Yeah,
that was
surprised
awesome.
That everyone got to do it. I guess.
Is it like a handful or an actual shovel?
The first
shovel. I was kind of like intimidated because I had to put down my purse because you have to like put some. Heave-ho into it.
First time that many celebrities have done hard labor. What?
We were
what
looking
we
for
doing?
Someone to do it for us.
Yeah. Can I have my driver? So, you know, it is. It's touching. You know,
it's nice.
Do you know why they do that?
Why?
Because it's the last thing that they can't do for themselves.
Oh.
The dead person.
What about, like, engrave the stone and put it up?
Yeah, I guess. That's the second to last thing.
Maybe that's already done by the time you put the dirt on. But no, it was really, I felt honored to be able to do it, even though it was incredibly
It's pretty
sad.
Insane when the sand, when you do it and it hits the coffin, it's intense.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Did you cry?
No, I didn't, because I had just cried already so much. Not during that. No, there was no jokes made, you know, especially during the internment, but like the, you know, the speeches, people were making jokes. They were, you know, some guy did a, said like the top 10 things he learned from Bob Saget. And one of them was, being famous is way better than not being famous. Another one was, if you ever, accidentally say a what's it called when you make a poop joke, if you ever make a scatological joke in front of children, always follow it up with oh, that was fucking wrong.
And you seem like old ones. Like kind of Jewish yeah. jokes like
that. I mean, that's kind of the way Bob was.
Yeah.
But no, it was really touching, but I didn't cry. That I cried when, you know, his daughter spoke and his wife spoke, but and a little bit at the party when, you know, Stamos was shared. They were just touching moments, but no, not like, it was just too, there's too many, I'm standing, you know, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are right in front of me. It's, there's too much to take in, and you try, trying to stay centered, but there's so many people, like, it was just a, it was a lot. And it's,
How many people do you think were there?
There were like, it wasn't many at the funeral. I was surprised. There was maybe like 70.
Wow.
And then at the party, I hesitate to call it a party, but it was like hundreds afterwards. So, yeah.
Now, could people choose not to go? Was the funeral like a cap thing? Because
I don't know. I got invited. Jeff Ross told me about it because I asked him.
Yeah.
And then, so I just went. It wasn't like they checked your name at the door or anything. I was in the very last row outside. It was actually beautiful. There were like birds chirping, and they had it all. They had a speaker outside and a screen so you could see what was happening inside. And it was a very small, what's it called?
Synagogue.
Yeah.
Synagogue. Yeah.
Yeah. It was small. I didn't know it was Jew. There was nothing about it that said it was like it was just a cemetery. It didn't seem different.
It didn't say Jew place.
I just thought it might be a different shape, or like the pews looked like Catholic pews. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't look any different.
Well, synagogues are just, you know, first run in the mill.
There was a burning cross in the front yard.
Oh.
That's different.
That's been happening a lot.
He was cremated?
No, it was short and great. And
I love a short service. Anything, a wedding, funeral.
I could have kept going. The speeches were really good, and there was such good sound. Bob would have been happy. Because if my funeral has like shitty sound and people can't really hear what's going on, when like that bothers me so much. And people that give speeches talk like this, and they don't know how to hold it because they're just not professionals. So
yeah.
They talk like this, and you could hear everything so crystal clearly. It was really good, and you could see it.
Yeah, when it's outside, you have to turn the speaker way up.
Mm-hmm.
I went to our friend Ari Finling's wedding, and he had like literally 145-year-old rabbi doing the service. And they gave him, I don't even know if the speaker worked or the speaker was down where you couldn't hear one word. So it was just for like 40 minutes. And everyone's like, it was really shitty.
Did he comment on it later?
Yeah. Oh, did Ari? Yeah. 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 I mean, he was probably embarrassed a little bit, but because it's like the one thing you need. It's kind of like a comedy show when the mic doesn't work and you're like, really? That's
you couldn't get that right.
Shouting. Yeah. What so what was the is the vibe like of a LA funeral different? Have you ever been to a regular funeral?
Yeah, my grandma and friends. Yeah, I've been to funerals.
Does it feel like people are like, so what project are you working on? Does it feel kind of like networky?
I mean, a little bit like the memorials, it was at Jeff Richards' house, who is one of the like creators of Full House, and his house, this house was like a rented house that he just owns to rent out. It's $250,000 a month to rent. It's like you walk in, it's like a bachelor. It felt like you were at the Bellagio. Like, it just so ornate, big hallway, marble everything, big shark tank. Barbara, Lori, and Mr.
Tank.
Wonderful World. Yeah, there's like a fish tank that had like big sharky fish in it.
So it's just like your grandma's funeral.
Yeah. Well, this was the after service thing. Great food at that thing.
Part
Jesus
of me feels
Christ.
Like you should not deserve the party unless you go to the funeral.
No, because I think that funeral was smaller for more close friends and just those who found out about it. Like, I'm not I wasn't more like there were.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just surprised that.
No, it was a bigger thing. It held more people. So it was like more people were able to. And it was everyone was giving speeches. It was just like a free for all. It was great.
Was there a band?
No. But, you know, John Mayer and Chappelle got up and talked. John Stamos.
Would Chappelle do 4 hours?
He went on for a little bit, but not too long. No, they
Until
were.
The rest of Full House died.
The whole cast of Full House went up first. Like
really?
One, but when I walked in, Stamos was on, and then it was Joey, and then it was then it was a producer from Full House, and then it was just, you know, story after story. At some point, we were in the back. I was wearing like shoes that were uncomfortable, and we were starving, and so we went and got food and like sat out for, because we were in the back, we couldn't really hear that well. It wasn't mic'd as well as a funeral, and so we missed out on a little bit. And then I came back in when Chappelle and Mayer were on, and then Mike Young, his opener, who I met when I was in Milwaukee, went up and just fucking killed. He's like, I have to follow Chappelle. And he went up and he did really well. It was awesome. But it was, it was good. It was, I have a couple more stories from it, but I'll save those for another time. But it was great. Yeah. Well,
what funeral do you remember, Carlisle? The most memorable funeral?
The last funeral I went to, my grandmother's funeral. And
where was it?
I got laughs. It was in Oklahoma, Mississippi.
You got laughs. What did you say?
This is why, because the priest was giving the talk, and like we all called my grandmother Nana, like everybody knows that, and they get this priest that like did not know Nana at all. I don't know why they had her priest first, like he did half of it, and then they called in some outside priest, and this priest came up, and he kept being like, "And Nana was a great woman.
Oof.
Nana lived a good life. We all loved Nana." And I just go, "Nana!" I screamed it from the pews.
Oh my God.
You heckled a priest at a funeral?
And then everybody was like, "Oh, thank God." And it was like that relief laughter, because everybody was like looking around, you know, but I couldn't take
Nana!
It.
Nana!
I had to say it. It was like, dude.
That same thing happened at my grandma's funeral.
Same
they
thing.
They kept calling her Patricia, which is her daughter's name.
Oh my
who's
God.
Who's alive. And so they kept saying Patricia.
What's her name? What's your grandma?
Marge. Like your first dog and your porn star name.
Marge Rivers?
This is such a common thing, because like very commonly the priest will get the family wrong and they'll be like, "His wife, so and so."
Yes.
That's, and like, but you can't get the name of a dead person. Like that's the
I
thing
know,
you need.
That's so awkward.
So he kept calling her Patricia, and then what did you say? Her name's Marge?
No, I didn't go, "Marge."
It's Sorry, a perfect Luigi. Name to yell. It's like
it is.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I didn't yell Marge. I got up and I did a speech and I said that grandma was a badass, and everyone was like, "Blasphemy in the Catholic Church. You said ass."
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I remember we were in
Wait a second. What did you go to is your grandma having a funeral?
She didn't have a funeral.
Oh, okay.
She just had like a thing on Zoom. To be honest.
Oh.
And then we were supposed to do a party, but then everyone got COVID. No, it wasn't really that touching. Whatchamacallit. I remember my a couple funerals, but like one was my Grandpa Henry. I was in the Greek Islands and we couldn't get to an airport fast enough. And we were like, Grandpa would want us to keep getting hammered drunk in the Greek Islands. Me and my older brother.
Yeah. Everyone convinces themselves of that.
That's what Grandpa would have done. Yeah. He wouldn't want us to fly.
You toasted into him that night if you remembered to do so.
Well, I think I did.
You probably got laid by saying my grandpa died today and I missed the flight. I can't be there. I really miss him.
That was the night we did the pub crawl and saw Pacey and from Dawson's
Creek. Oh, yeah,
and
you put on snorkeling gear for your grandpa.
For my grandpa.
Your grandpa would have wanted you to cock block Pacey.
For sure. I remember my grandpa's last words was, "I love Dawson. Just represent when you're in Greek." It was pretty long and deep.
Your grandpa was Team Dawson.
He was always a Dawson head for sure. And I just remember he climbed through my window in the middle of the night. But that was the night we saw Pacey. I jumped in the pool, but I just remember. So I wrote a poem.
You
and I spelled grandpa wrong.
How did you spell it?
I can't even. It's embarrassing.
Let me guess. G-R-A-M-P-A.
Yes.
Did you do, I'm guessing you anything, there was definitely a Tampa ride. Oh my god. I would give anything to read.
my cousin
that
Billy read it
somewhere. And did I email it?
Yeah, I emailed.
Oh. So find it.
I don't know.
Just
if I
type in grandpa.
It.
Grandpa is like if you called your grandmother Graham and then you merged the name, like, you know, they do the celebrity when they make them one word.
Yeah, it's like, if
that's
Graham,
what you thought of them as a couple.
Yeah, they were grandpa.
Grandpa.
They were that was their Brangelina.
Yeah. I didn't have. I typed in grandpa and Google goes, did you mean grandpa?
Well, you Googled it? Like it's going to exist online?
No. I looked through my email.
Oh my God.
I just don't have, like, I think I had it. Hotmail then. But yeah, I was, something like.
Hotmail will let grandpa slide. They're not going to correct you on that.
He loved drinking Miami Vices in Tampa. He was my rock. My lovely grandpa.
Was his name Rock?
Huh?
Was his name Rock?
The Rock. Actually. No. No, it was Henry.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But that's what Henry would have wanted. That is so funny to be like, to put it on them that that's what they would want.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's, I did that a lot with Bob stuff of like, yeah, he would have won. Like, I did it in the sense of like, I don't want to go to this fucking party thing. I don't feel like being around all these celebrities. It's stressing me out. But like, Bob would go to mine if he felt social anxiety. He would still go to mine. So I was like, okay, Bob would do this for me. So yeah. I got to do it for him.
Yeah. Bob would not listen to his speeches and get food before everyone else.
He totally would. He would listen to a few and then he would go take a break. And
that's what Bob would do.
But that's what I think Bob would do.
How do you spell Bob? The three B's?
Bob is a great name.
It is.
My cousin Bob, who was with me when I met with the
Holy
last time
shit.
I saw Bob Saget, is named. He went by Bobber as a kid.
Oh.
And I still call him Bobber, which
was
a fun name.
Oh, I met Bobber.
Yeah, you met Bobber.
He had a cool vibe to him.
He's very cool. And his dad's name is Tommer.
He's a...
I grew up with this. I didn't even know.
Wait, don't you have like 90 aunts and uncles?
A lot, yeah.
How many aunts and uncles do you have?
I have... Well, my mom has a family of 10, so I have 9 on her side and then 2 on my dad's side.
Can we go... Can you name the 9?
Nancy, Jimmy, Michael, Julie, Tommer, Peggy, Chuck... Wait. Nancy, Jimmy, Michael, Julie, Tommer, Peggy, Chucky, Sally... Bob, Mom, and Dad, or something like that. Nancy, Jimmy, Michael, Julie, Tommer, Peggy, Chucky, Sally, Potty, Bob, and Dad.
And are you close with any of them? Well, actually, I've met a couple of them.
TV is my other uncle, TV Bob. His name's Bob, but my dad gave him the nickname TV Bob because he should have been on TV because he was so funny. What? He literally is one of the funniest people ever. And so we call him Uncle TV. There's Nancy, Jimmy, Michael, Julie, Tommer.
What about
Peggy,
Aunt Bunny
Chucky.
Ears? Ears. Hairs. Bunny hairs.
Then I have Uncle Blu-ray. And,
yeah. DVD Tim.
Aunt Satellite. And Cousin Dish. And
Dish.
I don't know, just naming all the types of ways you can get. And we just got a new second cousin streaming.
Bob Cable.
He's young though. He's young.
Yeah,
he's just the baby of the family.
Oh my god, we will never forget. R.I.P. Baby Quibby. You were gone too soon.
TiVo.
Oh, TiVo. He's on drugs now.
Yeah.
But he's doing his thing. He's just, you know, he's still
around.
That's what
happens when you're a young actor.
Yeah. He became big way too soon. You
he really
know?
Did. Too he fast.
Got, yeah, too fast.
But yeah, that's so funny. I mean, you don't really think about you as like white trash. And then...
What about Bobber and Tommer and TV makes you think white trash? Because he's the only one family he had a TV.
Yeah. We used to all go into his trailer. We all 15 of us. And Aunt Nancy would hold up the antennas.
We were not white trash, but we were like they're, you know, Catholic poor. But like, yeah, there's a little white trash in me.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, but the word trash is so mean.
Oh, I thought white is worse.
Have you been seeing this TikTok trend or like on Twitter when people want to make fun of white people or like, you know,
what do white people do?
No, they write YT for white.
Oh, wow.
They do that so that it doesn't get like, so people don't Google. I don't know. It's just to protect the algorithm so that people don't know that you're talking about white people. But it's YT is white. I always thought it was YouTube. So it was like, oh, a YouTube. Like,
I don't think it's white. I think it's whitey. Whitey.
Whitey.
No, I think it's Y, like the letter Y with T on white.
Oh.
Yeah, like eight.
I thought it was WT.
Eight would be like, wait, no. Shit. Wait, eight with a T on then would be 80. Wait, no, it would be eight.
Keep going.
We gotta go to break.
I want to know white trash stories from Carlisle.
Yeah, I mean, we'll come back with those. Andrew!
Coming.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Nikki. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you struggle with FOMO and also FOGO, which is fear of going out, then you might need therapy because it has really helped me to talk to a therapist about my social anxiety and how that manifests for me. It looks different than other people. I just feel guilty all the time if I don't do things and then I dread doing them. But it's something that I've learned to accept and just embrace about myself and to forgive myself and to like myself about it. If you are also on a journey to appreciating yourself and accepting yourself, can I recommend therapy? It is so helpful to talk to someone who is not going to judge you, who has heard it all. BetterHelp is the way to start because it's all
all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like them and it doesn't go well, you just switch. You don't even have to, like, talk to them about it. That's the beauty of BetterHelp. It is for people with social anxiety. So if you struggle with social anxiety, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/NikkiGlaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/NikkiGlaser.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
And we're back. Carlisle has been sleeping in your bed. That's what you just said.
Yeah. How's that bed? It's a little rocky.
It's a little rough. Yeah. You know. I got nervous last night because I like to sleep with the pillow like all around me, and there was a pillow on the floor that I think was in here that was made out of this like rough stuff.
No, that's yours. Those little pillows.
The little pillow?
Yeah, we would have sex on those a lot.
I knew it. I picked them up with like the tips of my fingers that are calloused.
Yeah, yeah.
So they wouldn't soak in any of the fibers.
Snuggled it for half the night. Oh, God. Because I just wanted like a fluffy thing to lay on. And then I woke up in the middle of the night so itchy. And I threw that pillow down and I was like, God, why did I get that off the ground? Like, what is it? And you know, you're like half asleep and you're like making something.
Yes.
And I was like, I bet like this is Luigi's pillow. It might have fleas. And I was just like itching. But now I know it's your cum.
Oh, my bad. No, wait, it wasn't my cum.
Why didn't you take those with you?
Because I wanted to leave
those little ones.
The little ones.
Yeah, the little ones.
Leaving a tree.
The dumplings that we call them.
Yeah, they were so little. Where did you even get those? They are the size of like.
I got them at that.
Airplane pillows.
There's the like, that store,
It's like Muji or something. Did you get it like an Asian? I knew it was like one of those little tiny Asian stores that has like little practical small things.
Yeah, I love those stores. Everything's so simple there, but apparently they're too small.
Those
like,
are very
like
tiny.
My coffee table I bought.
So that was like your sex prop up is so pillow.
It's for one coffee.
Yeah. It's a more side of a table.
It's like a coaster.
Yeah, I went up and saw his apartment yesterday. He has a great rug, really cool new chair you got, and that tiny little coffee table. But the coffee table is cool, and I think it goes.
It actually works with what the Yeah, you visited my room apartment. What were your thoughts? Yeah, well, it's a one bedroom.
No, it's nice. I like it a lot.
Are you surprised with how adult it looks? It looks pretty adult for me.
No, because you have an adult in there.
Yeah, that's true.
If it was just you, I would be surprised that it looks like that. But Brenna lives there and she has good taste.
That's a good point.
Does not surprise me. No, it looked great, and it's a bigger space than I thought, and it's like I think it's perfect for you too.
Yeah, it's awesome. Did you that pillow I didn't come on, by the way.
Okay.
The square blue one?
Yeah.
No.
Where do you come most of the time when you are finishing with your gal? Can I ask that?
You could ask it.
Right. May I?
Sure. I mean, wherever. Not in her.
Yeah, but like where? Just like on her though? Like, or do you do it on like do you get a tissue or
a pillow? It's a fun time. It's not. I used to, my girlfriend in college would make me put down a towel and then
come on the towel. Oh, God.
Which was just very embarrassing. It's very well, because I'm sure emasculating.
That towel boy, had been through so much. It was something.
Well, it was multiple. She would clean the towel. It wasn't just the same towel over and over.
Well, if it was at your place, it would have been.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I buy my towels with cum already.
Yeah.
I go, is this one have cum? They're like, can I pay extra?
They're stiff like the kind, the rugs you put in your car on the, you know.
We all know the famous carpet story from when I was a kid.
Yeah, when you would just wipe your cum and then they moved finally one day and there was just this slick spot.
It was crusted over.
I bet it looked like that pat. You know when you drive on a highway and there's like that black road up ahead that looks like shiny black?
No, it wasn't.
And it's like a mirage?
It looked more like my eyes when I wake up in the morning.
Oh, gross.
Just crust. Just so much crust. And I think my mom, I was like, Mom, I think I was eating peanut butter and jelly. A lot of jelly. Wait, so you're white trash, Carlisle.
Yeah.
What
Let's lean into it.
We watched the Tinder Bar the other night. Have you seen the Tinder
Bar? No, what's that?
It's on Amazon. It's like new Ben Affleck's movie he's in.
Oh, it's so good.
Any
it's
good?
Based off a book. No, it is not so good.
Why does Carlisle love it?
George Clooney directed
it.
It's just cliche. The whole thing's cliche. It's like a young boy who like is smarter than his white trash family, and his mom believes in him. She's a single mother who's been abandoned by the father, and the uncle's cool, and he gets into
their family business
and
is a bar. So I relate to that. Mm-hmm. Look, this thing's gonna win Twitter Oscars. Okay, it is.
Wait, what is it a movie?
It's a movie. It's okay. A new Ben Affleck movie.
Is it on HBO?
It's on
Max?
Amazon.
Amazon. Okay.
The Tender Bar. Yes.
It just sounds like chicken tender. I don't know why. It
well, it's like bartender. No one knows that, but it's the Tender Bar.
Yeah.
But I said to Carlisle during it, we were watching it, I was like, does this like remind you of your life? Because it's like a kid at a growing up at a bar, kind of.
The kid's always hanging out at the bar.
And her family owned a bar since the early 80s.
Is Ben
she
a bartender in it?
Yes, Ben is the cool uncle that's a bartender.
God, he's so hot in this too. The whole movie, I'm waiting. When is he going to bang someone? I just want to see him passionately like hook up with someone he has sexual tension with.
And he doesn't.
And he never gets laid.
He never does.
The whole 2 hours.
What the hell?
Why is he in a movie where he's not having sex?
Or doing like pull-ups, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe he just didn't want to pain his back, you know?
He's just like being a good uncle.
But he has to get rid of that tattoo.
I don't care for that.
Yeah, no one wants that.
They could probably paint over that tattoo.
So wait, so you grew up in a bar, Carla?
I grew up in a bar. I spent
born in a bar.
I spent a lot of time playing those games.
Darts?
No, all different kinds. Well, we had a basketball game, so my dad would like open that up, so the balls would just come roll back the whole time.
Well, yeah.
Was it like
and
built?
I could stand
like
in the cage, which was cool, so I could actually make the basket.
And then you'd be in a cage like they always wanted you to be. They're like, yeah, go in that basketball game.
Yeah, we can see you over there.
That's
Tetris
fun.
Was oh my, a big
Tetris is
Tetris
awesome.
Came out, and it was like a huge Tetris. Like, so huge on the corner of the bar.
I think they just had her stacking
like,
boxes.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm also thinking the basketball. I feel like the basketball game was just a milk carton in the back.
Yeah.
Go stay down there. Oh, yeah. I love this game, Daddy.
No, but
oh,
that bitch. One, like, he couldn't rig to, like, stay on. So they would just give me, like, a huge sack of quarters.
For Tetris,
and I would just, like, play it endlessly.
Oh, so that was, like, God. Your iPad.
Yeah, totally. Just a sack of quarters.
I just heard on the radio today that Tetris has been known to, if you get in a car accident and you play, if you could have trauma and you play Tetris right away after the trauma, that which is weird to like hand someone a Game Boy right after they've been in like a horrible like T-boned and their leg is like, you know, missing.
T-bone your uncle? Call back Am Drip. Write it down. I'm not white trash. I'm poor Christian. Christian poor sounds so much
Catholic
worse.
Poor.
Catholic poor, my bad.
Where they have too many kids.
So wait, so what happened? So didn't he get
the
it?
The dad's an alcoholic. If
Tender
they get people play Tetris after a traumatic event, they don't have memories of the event. They don't have as much PTSD of the event because you know, and then
this is another one of your weird stats.
Yeah,
that, like,
how
was
even
like,
it was on the Courtney show today for Tuesday Tidbits.
So what happened? So someone gets in a horrible like PTSD.
Yes,
PTSD. And so then they grab a Tetris.
Yeah, so and then you end up playing the Tetris after the PTSD.
On the boy a game.
And compared to people that would just ruminate on it and write down what happened to them.
Would it be any video game or just
no?
Tetris?
It's Tetris is that they found, and it kind of makes sense because when you close your eyes after playing Tetris a lot during the day,
you can still see it.
Tetris.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't happen with, like, you know, today on the Courtney show, Courtney was like, oh, it doesn't happen when I play Candy Crush, but when I play Tetris, I see it. And it's like, that is interesting that Tetris can kind of just, like, get your mind off things in that way and kind of rewire your brain to, because trauma actually has a physical manifestation in your brain. I mean, it's not just
no, it makes sense because, like, you know, that's emotional. And then Tetris is like the most analytical thing you can. You're just literally putting together squares. It's like a puzzle. I bet you a puzzle.
Whenever
would
someone
help
starts
too.
Telling me about their molestation, I'll just go.
Be like, that was the song that it would happen.
Oh my God, that is the song.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's triggering because that would remind me of my childhood of when it happened. So I don't know.
Well, I think it depends on what your relationship to Tetris is, but I'm just saying a game like Tetris will get people to
Yeah. No, it's
listen,
good.
It's the only way I got Tetris. Through my Trump.
I liked Snood, too. Did you ever play Snood?
No.
I played Snake.
Oh, yeah. Snake was cool.
Got me. That's Snood how I got caught fun. Cheating in college.
Oh, yeah. Because you were playing Snake after you already entered all... That is so you to just like quickly do something. He had all the answers to a test already.
Which weren't even right.
That were in his calculator. And then he put them all in. Like it. He didn't even mime like he was doing the, like how long it might take someone who did know, like who did the test. He just quickly filled out all the answers and then wait. He decided to wait the rest of the time and play Snake. And so the professor saw and was like, there's no way you're done.
Yeah. And he's like, either he's coming up with some weird equations, left, right.
This is how Andrew Collin works. Yesterday we got lunch because we were doing the thing with a bunch of cameras around us. And they bought us lunch and we got our lunch and Andrew quickly got his and went down. Let me just make clear. He went down to his apartment. And the woman that gave us our lunch came back and was like, I forgot to give Andrew his sauce. He has no sauce. So he's just eating like sauceless food, like sauce on the side food. And it was already 3 minutes after Andrew had left. So I said, don't even worry about it. He's already eaten it. There's no way that he goes, this doesn't have any taste. I'm not going to keep eating it until I get the right amount. And I texted you and I was like, Grace is bringing you sauce. And you were like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And I go, I told her you already ate it. And you were like, already did.
I know. And then she brought it. I put it on and I was like, it is better.
So much better.
It is. I mean, but... It had sweet potato, beans, chicken. It had things inside it.
I know, but sauce is everything,
it
man.
It is.
And you just settle for a sauce.
Yeah, I just didn't want to come back up 9 floors. And we both live in the most annoying apartments ever. They're so far away from the elevator. I was just like, I don't need miso today.
Oh, yeah, peanut that's sauce. A good point. Yeah.
Also, we only had 30 minutes between whatever. So wait, so you grew up in a bar. What's the most redneck thing?
Ate a lot of chicken tenders.
You grew up on tenders.
I like the
idea that you got these quarters and then it just went back to the bar and then they just recycled them.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's like the most like rednecky thing that you can remember? What was your first car?
My first car wasn't rednecky. It was an Isuzu Trooper. You know those... Is that rednecky?
It's not rednecky.
Is it Catholic porn?
It's Catholic porn.
They don't even make those anymore.
Exactly.
Like, I'll randomly see one sometime. I'm like, oh, this is my high school car. But it was great. It had like a huge sunroof. We could all like hang out in it.
Carla was a cheerleader. She won state.
Yeah.
For I was dance the popular girl. I wasn't the trash. Tumbling.
Well, it was both. It was
were
stunts,
you popular?
Dance.
I thought you were like the hot girl that everyone hated because
I got
you were
bullied.
So hot.
I got bullied my ninth grade year.
Oh, and then
then
you got
I
cool.
made up with all my friends. Like each girl got there was always a girl that got bullied ninth grade.
Why
year.
Did you get bullied?
Because
she was cute.
My tits exploded over the summer.
Ah, the old explosive tits. Yeah,
didn't have enough money for a complete new wardrobe with these new tits, so I was wearing like really tight stuff.
This
and like
is pretty redneck.
All the older girls were just like, she's a slut. Look at that little whore. And they wrote slut on my locker. Like one day after lunch, I was like, I left the cafeteria and there were all these older girls following me, like the juniors and seniors. And I was like, why are they following me? It's so weird. And they were going, Carly Forrester is a whore. Because they used to go by Carly because kids can't pronounce Carlisle in the South.
Yeah.
And they were like, Carly Forrester is a whore. Carly Forrester is a slut. And just like saying that really loud. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I got to my locker and it said slut really big on it.
Oh my God.
Your maiden name.
But the assistant principal, Coach Howell, rest in peace, Coach Howell.
Did he actually die?
He loved me so much. Yes, he died. And he was so sweet and he loved me so much. He had that painted over, I think, in 20 minutes.
With four?
Yeah. Like,
he did. So he was such a good man, man. R.I.P. Bobby.
So sad. Did you cry?
God, yes. But you know
did
what was worse?
Did you get tears all over your tits?
I told my mom and she cried so hard. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm never telling you anything again. Like I felt so bad for it. Made her so sad. It made me strong. I lived through that it shit.
You played Tetris after. You're fine.
What did you want her to do? Isn't that nice that she was sad
no,
on your behalf? Or what did she make it about her?
No,
think?
It was so, no, it was so nice. But I just felt bad. Like it made me hurt all over again to see how sad it made her. And my two, I had two friends.
Like you were failing her.
like, I had two friends that were sophomores, so they were 1 year older than me, and they always drove me to and from school. So they were there with me, and they were like, we got her, Miss Pat. We're not going to let that happen again. And they, like, we were all just, like, telling her that it was going to be okay.
Patricia.
Yes.
Oh, my
God. That's so sad.
So... Would you have a lot of redneck parties though, like out in the woods, like just on a truck listening to Jason Aldean or something?
Jason Aldean.
Remember when we sang 90s country together?
Yes, yes. That's what we did in high school. We would go out to this place called White's Bottom. There would be a bonfire and we White's would drink. Bottom. And it was I used to think it was white, like the color. It was Wyatt. It was W-Y-A-T-T, and just everybody pronounced it wrong.
Well, yesterday.
Wait, what? It was Wyatt and they pronounced
it. Yeah, it was Wyatt's bottom.
Well, listen to her say L-A-W-Y-E-R.
Lawyer.
Lar. She said last night, she goes, well, you can, the Lars showed up. And I go, the Lar, she goes, Lars called her. That's what you're saying. You're talking about our friend Jamie. And she goes, well, she, guess what? Did you hear that Lars called her? And now she is going to get a settlement. She goes, Lars. And I go, the drummer from Metallica? Lars? And I go, Lars. And she goes, Lars. Yeah, Lars and the real girl. Yeah,
and the real girl, the good girl.
Yeah.
That's the porn person. That movie's so weird. Did you ever see that
what,
movie?
Good, the Lars and the real girl? Who's in that?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan.
Not Phillippe. God dang.
People are screaming it right now. Ryan, the hot one.
Yeah, he's in
the one that everyone loves.
Yeah, he's literally in everything.
He's like the most, the Notebook. You were just talking about Ryan
Reynolds.
No. That's
Ryan Gosling.
Gosling. Yeah, your mom's maiden name. You listen, guys, we gotta get
Lincoln Line.
We gotta get to the news, so let's do it.
We'd all go down to White Bottom.
Watts Peak. Wait, what was it? White's Bottom. Watts Bottom.
Oh, man, what a great day. It's Tuesday, folks. You know what that means? It is Tuesday. We got Carlisle Ford out here. From White Bottom.
We got Carlisle Ford. Wait, what's your middle name again? Esther?
Carlisle's my middle name.
Oh, that's right.
Esther.
She drove in a Zuzu Trooper, but that ain't redneck.
Nikki, that is my middle name. My first name is Esther. Nikki.
Wait, I don't even know if they make a Zuzus at all anymore.
I don't think they do.
Not even yet. So that, yeah.
They do. My name.
Wait, what?
My cousin just had a baby named Zuzu. She's making them still. Oh my God.
Cousin Blu-ray?
One of my cousins has so many fucking kids, dude. She has like 7 or 8 kids. I can't keep. I see a picture. My friend sent me a picture, my other cousin sent me a picture the other day of her family, and I just was like, I thought it was the Duggars. I thought he was sending me a picture of the Duggars. I was like, I cannot believe how many fucking kids.
It's like
my young cousin has.
See, yeah, that's wild.
It's so wild.
She's making up for all the ones you're not going to have.
That's true.
Yeah, you're fine with your family tree. Keep going. Like,
no, Glazer's dead.
Oh.
But it would be even if I had a kid, you know, like unless I have a kid as a single mother, that's kind of like, it's kind of resting on my shoulders to have a kid.
It sucks that a name will end. You should be able to have both names.
I know. Well, you could do hyphenated, but then what if my daughter, who's named Glazer Reynolds or Gosling, Glazer Gosling, what if Glazer Gosling then marries someone who is hyphenated, who wants, and then they have a baby, and then it has to be
like
Glazer
four.
Gosling, Phillips Houston?
You know what they call those babies?
Seymour Hoffman.
What?
Lawyers.
Lars. Oh, you're right. Those are Lars.
All the swells out there. All right. First story is about a hacker. Hacker 19. That's his age. All right. He takes control of more than 20 Tesla vehicles in 10 countries through a flaw in a third-party software.
Oh, that's funny.
That let him unlock doors and windows, start the cars without keys, disable security systems.
And do the fart thing?
Spy on the drivers, I'm sure, due to fart.
Because all Teslas can fart. We learned that from an Uber driver.
And Kyle Dunnigan.
Kyle Dunnigan's car farted, and then we got in an Uber in Monterey to go to our show, and I did not feel like talking to the Uber driver, and Andrew's like, Tesla, okay. Hey, does this thing fart? And I just looked at him, I go, no, we're not doing that. I'm not going to be hearing fart sounds on the way show, because I was working on my notes, and the guy goes, I'll tell you something, all Teslas fart. He goes, don't, because Andrew goes, I think one of my friends, he has a Tesla that couldn't fart. He goes, well, he's lying to you. Because every Tesla is capable of farting.
It's like the new women don't fart. It's like,
yeah, it is.
Oh, Tesla all women. All women named Tesla fart. The amazing thing about this is this guy, he wasn't like trying to be like a piece of shit. Like he reached out to Elon Musk and was like, hey, here's a flaw in your system.
Oh, wow.
So I wonder if the guy got it. He should get a job, to be honest. I mean,
I think he will probably get a job or murdered. Mysteriously. That's a good point. Commit suicide.
Sides. By getting run over by a Tesla who farted.
A self-driving and then Tesla.
The Tesla played Tetris. That would be funny
if like Tesla's farted. Like, you know how sometimes you fart because you're holding one in and you like go to pick up a box or something, you bend a weird way? Like, when a Tesla, like,
you back up at an angle.
It runs over a person. It's like, and it's like embarrassed that it hit a person and also farted.
My leg's broken. Like, I know. When you were doing the
sit up test.
Yeah. Oh, that was the worst. I Tesla'd bad that day.
That would be cool to call it Tesling.
Oh, man. I farted during the presidential award.
Yeah. He was doing the sit ups. And just was
on the third one. I farted so loud I did 5 sit-ups in a minute or 2 minutes because I farted. Yeah, that was so embarrassing. And someone was holding my feet. That's I feel worst. Bad for that person. That person is dead now.
You know how some people say they want to go back in time and like who killed Kennedy or like go back and say I just want to witness that moment. That's the only thing it is. And you looking out the window crying, writing.
What was great, too, bottle. Is like I was a month before that, I farted in class, but I sneezed, I snorted, and I blame Kareem Basali. To this day, I blame Kareem for I go, there's no way I could fart and sneeze. And everyone bought it. Everyone bought it. That's and Kareem impossible. Was so pissed, dude.
It's like opening your eyes when you're sneezing. You're like, it's
like rubbing your belly while you're beating the shit out of a dog or something.
Yeah, yeah.
What? I got dark. Okay. But yeah, no, but this hacker stuff, like, have you ever seen Catch Me If You Can?
I love it.
So that guy, after he got arrested and got out of jail, ended up, like, working for the FBI because he was catching the people that can do
it. They use the criminal because they're the ones that can beat the system. I mean, have you seen the movie Icarus?
I thought you were going to say Hackers.
God, this movie.
Have you seen Icarus?
Icarus, Dickers, Doc?
Have you seen Icarus, mm-hmm. Noah? Mm-mm. Well, it's an award-winning motion picture documentary about
steroids?
Yeah, cycling. I want to know. We're trying to get through it. No. Why does this movie? Should
two Tesla farts Tesla down?
Is it worse than Tender Bar?
Well, I wanted to watch the movie because I love documentaries, and this thing won an Academy Award or maybe an Emmy over my friend who produced the Jim and Andy, the one about Jim Carrey and Andy Kaufman. He said that they got beat by Icarus, and everyone that was in the van with us was like, "Well, Icarus was fucking great." And so I've been watching Icarus, and I am so sick of documentaries that are made by guys that think they're cool.
Wait, was Icarus the one where he started?
Every documentary by a dude is like, and they're like acting like they're doing it nobly. They really just want to be on camera and be like quirky, and like they're supposed to be behind the camera, but now we're like forced to watch this person like in front of the camera being like a little bit like inquisitive and just Icarus. Like questioning things. And
wait, what is it about?
This guy
though?
Does have a good story. It's about a guy who wants to do.
Doesn't he take steroids himself?
Yes,
like a regular guy,
a regular guy.
Yeah, him
takes
too.
Steroids under the.
Guys,
in like a
good
administered,
word, Andrew.
Not in that sense at all.
Thanks, car guys.
It wasn't. So
he wants to be in the Tour de France.
No, it's a there's this huge. It's Tour de France on steroids. Literally, but it's like Tour de France for people who are insane. Like it's like all the hardest parts of Tour de France in one thing.
Tour de France,
and they don't
Italy.
Test. They don't test for it. But he wants to see like how much he can change with steroids, and he wants to see if he can beat all of the piss tests, like to see how Lance Armstrong did this. So then he's like using this Russian doctor that ends up being like. Fired from the. It's just I don't understand why it's interesting.
It.
I don't get what the stakes are.
Yeah,
I understand that this guy now is being like you know,
it's kind of like the guy that ate McDonald's every day.
I love that one.
Yeah,
but that's
kind of
the similar theme then.
But that's the thing about McDonald's. You can eat McDonald's every day and not gain weight.
Look at me.
You'll have bad, like, but you just, the problem is people eat too much of it. If you eat a normal amount of McDonald's, you're not going to die.
There's never a normal amount of McDonald's, I feel like.
There is.
Paris McDonald's Hilton fucks me up. Even if I eat, like, one Big Mac, I'm fucked up.
No, it's not good for you, but I'm just saying you won't be fat.
If you
eat a normal
I think there's a lot of people that
no,
are
they're
very
eating
fat.
Big amounts. If you big eat 2,000 to 2,500 calories of McDonald's a day, you're not going to gain weight because it's not. But you're going to have terrible cholesterol and have heart disease and all those. It's bad for you, but it won't make you fat.
Just stick to the Happy Meal.
Yeah, I mean,
but
honestly,
there is
that's a
bad
perfect
fat
portion
inside the calories.
No. Yeah, but it'll clog your heart, but it's not going to make you fat. Bad fat doesn't make you fat. It's
then why is everyone obese?
Because
they eat
because
too
they eat
much.
Too much.
So what do they get at McDonald's? A supersize?
They supersize it.
Yeah, and then they also that was the thing on in the top movie. Of that they get they eat all during and it's empty. It doesn't make you actually feel full, and so you keep eating.
Yeah,
and it has sugar
more.
And salt in it that makes you crave more.
You eat McDonald's
addictive.
Every day?
I eat it a lot. That surprises people.
Yeah, but she
like a few.
No,
like,
I'm not about weight, but I'm just
people.
Saying like it doesn't register in your head like oh this is bad for me.
Sometimes it's all I can afford, and I'm really hungry.
What's your order?
It's satisfying to me. It always tastes the same. It's like Starbucks. No matter where you go, it's there. I get a Happy Meal.
No, I love this.
That's it.
You get a Happy Meal?
Yeah. It's
what do you
tiny.
Do with the toy?
Throw it away.
You should keep those.
They should give you a sex toy and you get a bigger burger.
What do you get? What Happy Meal do you get?
The cheeseburger.
So I get the cheeseburger Happy Meal, but sometimes I'll also get a four-piece McNugget
with
on the
it.
Side because I like variety. So I like a little bit of things, but like different things.
Yeah, you're not going to gain if you eat a Happy Meal three times a day. You're not going to gain
if you're
weight.
A grown up eating a Happy Meal.
Look,
you're going to lose
you,
weight.
But guess
they
what?
Give you apples
that is
now?
That is the amount of calories you should be having. We should be. I bet you, if you go back to 1960s,
have you ever eaten a McDonald's cheeseburger? It goes. It's like a Taco Bell taco. They disappear in your mouth.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is like it's not actually good food, but if you eat it in portion, if you eat 2,000 calories at McDonald's, you're not going to gain weight because that's how
Nate Bargatze, he had a bit on, he was on Fallon recently.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about how he was at McDonald's and a guy like recognized him who was on a road trip. And he's like, yeah, on a road trip, just stopping by. What about you? He's like, oh no, I live. And he was Googling diabetes. Because his friend said, because he's been having some, like, whatever physical issue. He's Googling diabetes in line at McDonald's. And I wrote him, I was like, that's like Googling AIDS at a brothel. But, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just really funny to think, like, I get Chick-fil-A all the time. I mean,
it's the same thing.
Yeah. I for some reason in your mind, though, you think Chick-fil-A is healthier. And I know.
It's not, though. It's the exact same thing. It's just more expensive.
Taco Bell fucks me up, though. Like
Taco Bell.
I tried Taco Bell on my last road trip.
Meat. It's bad for you.
It's so quick.
It's,
like,
it's
you
actually
get there,
not meat.
Yeah. Huh? It's not meat?
Taco Bell is like rat meat. I mean, I'm sure McDonald's
is. I don't have to worry about like heart
too.
Disease and my cholesterol because I don't eat. I eat very healthfully. But do you guys think about that? Like, and I'm not trying to be like, I don't have to worry about it. I'm wondering, like,
I should.
Does it register when you eat? Because I don't eat fried foods ever. Does it register like this is bad for you or like cheese and lots of like.
Just, honestly.
Do you think about it?
Since,
because you're
Bob Saget. I'm not
you're
kidding.
Thin,
you
so
were
you
talking
think,
about that on the podcast about the fried food thing.
Yeah.
And I have been really trying to eat more salad.
Yeah.
Like this, now that I've been here, have you noticed that? I've been eating like tons and tons of salad.
Well, that's not
going
to change
all,
things.
You go singular there?
What?
I eat more salad.
Yeah.
She goes, no, but most people go, I'll eat more salads.
No.
Wait, what?
You're salad. The
right. I'm wrong me. Here?
Come Noah, on, Florida.
Noah, we need a judgment on this.
I think both work, to be honest.
Yeah, salads like are portions, like single portions are salads. But salad in general, I've been eating more chicken. Like if you were eating more chicken sandwiches, you'd say chicken. You wouldn't say I'm eating more chicken sandwich. But you would say I'm eating more
chicken.
You're
not going to say I'm eating more chickens. I get that. But I think with salad.
Salad is plural.
Salad is a thing.
It can
though.
Be plural.
Salad is like any
pants?
Kind of lettuce.
Or like a chair.
Yeah, dude.
Or, I don't know.
Next story.
Oh.
It's amazing how we can get from Teslas to salads.
I am worried about my heart, by the way.
Yeah.
Because my everyone in my family have had heart attacks. And I've had minor heart attacks.
Eat more salad, die.
A 26-year-old beauty blogger claims that using semen Oh, as face cream is the secret to glowing skin.
No.
Nikki's been doing this for years, and she's been trying to get the word out.
No, it's my secret, you guys. Don't give it away.
For cheap, homemade alternative to expensive products. So products are too expensive. She called her friend on FaceTime. Hey, can I get your semen? She puts the semen with lotion, and she's been using it on her face. She put it on TikTok.
She's trying to get followers. I mean, there's no way. When you get semen on your face, it dries. It kind of like pulls it back. Almost like those, remember those face masks that used to like
make
you look
exactly
like a
burning
rectangle?
Yeah, but that's exactly what face masks do. I put on a face mask yesterday. I felt like someone came all over me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it
gets dry
protein.
And it like pulls exactly what you're saying.
But that doesn't mean it working just because it dries and pulls your face. Like that doesn't mean it's doing what you need it to do.
But why wouldn't it work though? Like my thing, like what is in there? Like, a lot of these things have, like, foreskin of babies or whatever, right? Isn't one of them?
I don't think that there's foreskin in cum, though.
Foreskins?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think there would be science behind it if cum was really good for your skin. There wouldn't just... I think this is a TikToker trying to get followers. I'm skeptical.
She has
here.
Great skin. I don't know if it's a filter or what, but...
It's probably a filter because men can never tell when there are filters. They think everyone has great skin. Men need to be a lot more discerning.
I mean, this is an amazing photo. I mean, look at this. It's just her with cum on her.
Yeah, that's
hand.
A filter.
Look, I'll give it a try. I'll use it on my 11s. That's the part you want tight.
I just got a little doppel and I didn't get any.
Can
11s.
You guys test
like
it one. Out?
Yeah.
Will test you test it out for 2 weeks?
I'll report back.
I mean, I'm not going to be able to get a steady supply of it for a while because I'm going to be
get
in
a jar.
Cabo.
Get a to-go cup.
But I want all of it every time.
Oh, in your belly.
No, in my, yeah.
Your stomach
I like
is.
I like to swallow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my stomach is glossy and shiny and as, yeah. No, I don't want to like, I don't, when I have sex, the final part is like a fun part. I don't want to like hold out a jar and like screw on the top and go put it in my little refrigerator in my bathroom.
You put on your
That's exactly
then...
where she keeps hers.
Yeah.
A little tiny fridge, right?
A jar, yeah.
Yeah, a jar in the fridge.
That
yeah,
is wild.
No, thank you. That reminds me of this Icarus movie. They're always freezing pissed.
Yeah, my girlfriend was like, hey, I want your cum for my face. It is like, it's pretty intense to hear that, to be like, I want your cum for my skincare.
Do you like it?
I mean, it'd be helpful if I'm helping her. I don't know. If my cum after I eat Chick-fil-A, you're going to break out, you know?
I don't want cum on my face outside of a sexual thing. You know how like when you're horny, cum on your face is like a great idea, but when you're not.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's wild. But what are we putting on our faces? Like, what are in those face masks? Like,
it's my dermatologist's cum.
Nicole?
Call back to a thing that we didn't do on the show.
Oh, that wasn't even on this show.
Yeah, it wasn't on the show, buddy.
Ah, crap. You'll see it on something we taped, maybe. Probably not.
Next story.
All right, woman snaps a selfie on top of her... Wow, speaking of car crashes, rapidly sinking car after crashing through the ice of a frozen Canada river while Good Samaritans rush to save her. So this girl crashes her car and is standing on top of it taking a selfie of her car going into the lake.
Like, I'd probably do that because you're like, I'm going to be rescued. This is insane. This is going to be a funny picture. Like, what is she supposed to do? Just sit there?
I guess it is hilarious.
I wouldn't be standing up. I mean, that seems like a very risky situation to be standing. I'd sit and I'd still take a picture. I don't think there's anything wrong with taking selfies.
When something horrible is happening?
Look, it's
that's
content,
horrible.
That's
right?
Her horrible thing. If it's something horrible to someone else, okay. If her baby was strapped in the car seat in that thing, I think that would be inappropriate. But, I mean... She seems to have a handle on things.
Yeah, a fucking selfie handle stick.
I want to see her selfie picture of that.
That is hilarious.
I mean, it's very funny, but I do think it just like it just shows where we are. I know it sounds cheesy as a society of like, oh, I got stabbed. Like, we want likes. Like, your car is literally...
I wouldn't take a selfie because I want likes. I would just be like, it's hilarious that my car is doing this. It has already happened. It's happening. I just have to wait for it to go under. I mean, what was she going to do?
I mean, I don't. Yeah, you just. I don't know. Just you, not everything
it
needs to be.
It looks like it's not sinking. It looks like it's like stuck that way. So I feel like she's on a sturdy car. But you're right. I don't think that I would think to do that.
Police charged her with one count of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle. So it doesn't help your case if you're in front of a judge and it's like, oh, so after you accidentally crash your car, you put it on TikTok. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's not going to help you.
You think a lot about likes. I'm just thinking I want to capture it to show my friends and be like, isn't this wild?
Yeah.
You would definitely post it.
Yeah, but I'm not thinking about like, people are going to like
me. You're thinking
me.
About content. You think about content all
I'm
the time.
I'm thinking it's funny, but I'm not like, oh, this is, people are going to like. I don't think about likes.
You think about content, which equals
likes. Well, I think about like, oh, well, this is interesting, and I want to show people something that's interesting, but I'm not like, this will get me likes. Do you know what I'm saying? The difference between that of like, this is something entertaining for the masses,
she's
and
just
this
like,
is...
I have to document this because it's hilarious.
Yes, when I say likes, I mean, I think that goes hand in hand. I think a funny thing
but
that's good
content. Do
you
pay attention to likes is what I'm saying?
I pay attention to the first 10 minutes of likes. And then I don't care anymore.
And then you erase it if it's not doing so well.
And then I kill, and then I cut my wrist. And then I film that while I'm in a car.
I just don't think about likes ever. Like yesterday I had to go onto my Instagram and
But you were saying that you were getting shadow banned, so you obviously pay attention to likes.
No, people told me that I was shadow banned because I wasn't showing up. I would have never noticed. And then I started paying attention, but I truly wouldn't have noticed.
All right, well.
Truth.
Touche.
Touche. Let's go to break and come back with Reddit Dump.
Now why do I care?
Oh yeah, why do I care?
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Okay, Andrew, why do I care?
Why do I care?
Why do you care? Pitcher Justin Verlander jokes about coordinating outfits with model wife Kate Upton on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
We may or may not have coordinated these matching outfits. And by we, I mean Kate, Verlander quipped.
Yeah.
How do we feel about matching with your spouse? Me and Brenna, we match when we don't talk about it, and that's really fun, actually.
Yeah, when you're like, oh my God, we're twins. Yeah, I think it's cute.
But when it's on purpose, it's a little, it's kind of, there's that couple that's like, I'm wearing
whatever makes you two have fun.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like whatever can bring some spice to a relationship that's a monogamous, years-long committed thing. If you're goofing around together and something's fun to you, just do it. I think it's sweet.
I see a lot of people making fun of the matching Christmas pajamas, and I love it.
Yeah. Did you do those?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done them?
No shame.
I think Christmas pajamas are stupid because you can only wear them once.
You know, I mean, that's the rule. What's the rule?
I mean, it feels stupid. I think people are There's
people putting cum on their faces. I mean, we can do whatever we want.
You can wear them more than once. I actually brought mine here because I thought it was going to be cold.
Oh, my God. Carlisle thought she was walking into
an igloo.
Tundra.
Yeah.
I seriously
did
have them with me.
You think you were going to, like, do some studies of penguins in Antarctica? Because you brought...
This is what I thought. I have so many furs and hats and, like, this leg warmer look is my thing while I'm here in St. Louis. Because... I felt like it was going to be cold and you were going to be used to it and cranking the AC the whole time.
Yeah, which I am. I mean, like, she turns it up to like 74 sometimes. And I walk out here and I'm just like, how would you sleep with that? I sleep with it 59 in my room. I like it to be outdoors cold and bundle.
Yeah.
It's so good.
We never really found the right thermometer.
Yeah.
Or no. Whatever. Yeah. I keep it around 68.
Yeah, that's the right time. So when you sleep, do you sleep in like long clothing and then you also have it to 74? Like, you like it to be hot in the room, hot in the...
I have to sleep in long clothing because my boyfriend is like you and he wants to crank up the AC. Like, he sleeps with AC blaring, and I like the white noise too.
Because you grew up in a barn in Mississippi.
It's because, you know, we didn't have a door on that barn. And I'm sleeping used to it.
You know, the boxed wine cellar back in the...
I just slept on a box of Bud.
Forster's slept inside a box grill. Of wine.
Okay, yeah, I don't mind. Kate Upton and that Justin Verlander, I'm always kind of jealous of the relationship. They seem really cute.
I mean, they're very successful and hot.
Yeah,
their kids
definitely.
Are gonna be hot.
All right, guys, let's get to a Reddit dump.
Okay. Karaoke mode.
This is your Reddit dump. All righty, let's see what we got here. Saved. Let me look. Where the hell is this? Okay. All right. This was really funny. So this girl was doing a TikTok and then her boyfriend was like walking. She probably lives with her boyfriend. This is a young girl. She's probably like 20. And her boyfriend interrupts her TikTok to like say something. And it's just like shows their kind of cute relationship. And like she's getting a kick out of him. Okay. So she's about to do like some kind of dance. And she's like, this is for all my girls or something.
Okay. So this one is really for the girls. Okay. So.
Hey, Caitlin.
What?
Have you eaten any pizza rolls since the night that I made those pizza rolls?
No.
Okay, so listen. I'm keeping track of how many pizza rolls we eat on the fridge.
He's outside the door.
I took 36 of them hoes out the other night, and the bag tried to tell me there was 100 in there, which means that there would be 64 rolls left in that bag, and I'll tell you what, it looks like about 40. So if I find out that there's only like 70-something rolls in that bag, we're calling Totino's, and we're leaving them a very strongly worded message. I'm telling you.
He eats said all of that without knowing she was filming. He's just like outside.
You don't think that stayed? That's, I don't think it stayed.
No,
actually.
And they're not good enough actors. I watched it twice to like check and
to
see
break
if it was
it
fake.
Down.
Yeah, and people in the comments will always kind of bust it if it's fake, and no one did.
Also, that wouldn't make me think she had a guy over. What? She ate 36.
Oh, well, you should see her answer. She's like, no, I didn't. And he's like, but he's just cute that he's like, that's what he's keeping track of.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
I know.
And I liked it because she got a kick out of how cute he was. And she's just like looking at the camera as he's talking, knowing she's capturing it, being like, because he's like, because I'll tell you what, yeah. If there's less than 70 in there, I'm going to ramp him up. It was so funny.
It was, guys.
This is from Suspiciously Specific. This is the subreddit, Suspiciously Specific. Cool. And that's when someone has, you want to try to say that?
I'm good.
This is when something is just too specific and it's funny. So this is a tweet from a guy named Mark Liedner. Each morning I put one uncooked ravioli in a thermos. I pour hot water over it, steeping it like tea. And then I drink it all day at work. I work at the White House. And at the end of the day, as I take the last sip of the tea, the soft ravioli slides into my mouth and I eat it.
Ew.
It's grossed me out so much.
Is this true?
No.
Oh.
This guy says he works at the White House.
Yeah.
It just seems like something that like a...
It just...
It was
so
probably during Trump era.
Having a fucking ravioli just sit on the bottom.
Oh, God. And then just slide down the
thermos like
in your mouth.
It's like an oyster. It's like a human oyster. It's like, yeah.
Okay, this is from the subreddit Psychology. And it says, yes, your dog can understand what you're saying to a point. Graduate student working on dog scent detection abilities says this. And then a really interesting thing I found within the subreddit is that people go, seeing as we all agree that dogs are highly empathetic and intuitive, they understand a lot more than just what one is saying. Sometimes words are not even necessary.
Yeah.
And then this was interesting. Dogs and humans co-evolved together. Dogs can read a lot of human body language and facial expressions from birth. Dogs are one of the only animals that watch our faces for cues. There was a study done that I read about a few years ago where puppies would follow a human's eye gaze to determine where a toy or treat was hidden. There has also been research showing that humans can differentiate between different barks and can tell if a dog is excited or distressed. I definitely can tell when a dog is like fucking scared. Dogs and humans both had an impact on each other's development. I think that's very interesting. And dogs are one of the only animals that look you in the eye and that you can go over there and you like look at something and they'll look in that direction.
I like that you talk though when you did the impression.
Over there?
No, you wouldn't even have to say it. Yeah, there.
Yeah. Well, it's a podcast.
Well, I think like dogs know, like if you're on the couch and you don't want to be talked to, they know.
Yeah.
Like, they'll go and lay on their bed.
You just have to kick them real hard, and they get it.
They
can read your body language when it hits them.
Yeah, it's interesting how they know what a foot is.
And someone said, there was a study recently, this was really cool, that found dogs can tell the difference between their native language, a foreign language, and a gibberish language designed to sound like their native language. So if I was just like, like something that sounded like, that didn't sound like it, but it sounded like English. You know those things that sound like... what English would sound like if you didn't speak English. Have you ever heard that?
No, but like giddy guy, giddy go.
Yeah, kind of like that. Well, Luigi knows gibberish. Did the go into the goo, the goo, Luigi. That was a bad one.
Yeah, look at him. Wow.
But really... it is interesting when I remember hearing that dogs were one of the only animals that look you in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is like that look to you for, I heard that they're the only animals that can understand a point and will look towards a point that you do.
I mean, anytime I think about this stuff, dogs help blind people walk
dogs
across
streets. Dogs are amazing.
Like,
but cats don't follow a point. Squirrels won't follow a point. Other birds won't follow a point. Like, to point at something and have the dog look and know that you're sick, that's a pretty incredible thing.
My dog that I have now is the first one I've ever had that watches TV.
Ah, that's like, so cool.
She legit watches TV, and if something's too violent, we have to turn it off. Because she's watching it, and
does she respond?
I got to show you videos.
Well, you have
human
eyes.
Crazy.
Your dog has human eyes.
Oh, your dog does have human eyes.
It looks like a white walker.
Yeah, your dog. It must be the humanizing. Did Bruno watch TV ever, Noah?
I don't think he did.
Luigi's
my dog
knows when
another
reader. Dog's on TV. Like, yeah. He has his own.
Wait,
Kindle.
Your dog knew when a TV.
Yeah, he would
TV?
Attack the TV if he saw a TV dog.
That's cool. I wish Luigi watched TV sometimes because he's just like staring at a pillow, and I'm like, dude, we got Bachelor right up here. Like, you could be entertained by like moving shapes and colors.
It's
at
like
least
there's
Chloe
so much
will
cum
watch
on this
that.
Pillow.
But she likes to watch stuff about animals. So we put on like those nature shows wolves so and cute. All kinds of stuff. And she's so entertained.
Well, there's a dog channel.
This is a girl. This is from Hole Up. H-O-L-U-P. It's where something at the end of the video is like, wait, what?
Hold up, what?
And this girl reminds me of myself. This is a joke that I would have made. But she's sitting in the backseat of her car and her dad is asking her, what'd you just say? And her mom's driving. She's a teenager.
You just say? Everyone in this car has been inside of you at one point or another.
She's just like...
What did you just say? Everyone in this car has been inside of you at one point or another.
It's something you would say to your parents.
I would say when I was 13 and everyone would just be like, Nikki, why would you say that?
I like her sister's reaction too. She's like, oh my God, you're crazy.
Yeah, her sister's like, why would you? And her dad's just like giggling. Let's see what
else.
That's
a great family.
Great family.
I'm jealous of that family.
Right. I picked this one for you, Andrew. This is from subreddit dating. Girls who've tried a massive dick and an average dick, what do they feel like? For measurements, massive being 8+ inches, average being 5.5 to 6.5 inches. Like, what's the difference? Do you prefer one at all? Do the styles differ at all? Asking for a friend, dot, dot, dot. Someone said, I feel I've had a pretty good range of dicks I've enjoyed, but ultimately I think I'm going to land on the best sex I've ever had has been with someone with an average size for a few reasons. Number one, with a huge one, only so much of it is useful. After that, it's extra, and it's extra like that's likely to get smashed into my cervix. Also, I got considerably more UTIs with large ones. Two, with an average size, I can enjoy the fact that he's all the way inside of me and it doesn't hurt. Purely pleasurable. And the fact that he's all the way inside of me and I don't have to feel fearful of it makes a huge difference.
Dope.
Any comment? Have you had a huge, massive dicks? Carla?
Yes. And I feel like it's stretching you out for the next guy that you're going to date that's not a player. Because guys with huge dicks always have like a big ego to go with it, I feel like.
Oh, so they're not someone that you're going to be with for
they're
a while.
They're fuck boys, yeah.
So they're stretching they you they out have. For a nice guy with a big dick?
They're stretching you out for no reason because they're not going to date you.
But do they really stretch you out?
Can you really feel a difference? Like, what do you feel? You what's the difference out? You feel?
No, it's probably not.
Does it hit more like spots?
I've only had big, you know, huge dildos in me.
Yeah.
And it feels fucking great, but it's like, it's painful. So it would be hard to have that all the time for penetrative sex. It would be something that I would be like, this needs to be a special occasion. Final thought.
But also guys with tiny dicks, like I wouldn't want to date that. And not even about the size. It's again, the ego that goes with it. It's because micro penis person has a micro penis personality.
But they shouldn't. I think if we change the culture about it, if they don't grow up hating themselves because of it, that won't be the fact. If everyone can just like who they are and not feel so insecure about it.
Or if the guys with the huge dicks aren't so cuh and have to be like, I'm the shit because I have a big dick, which I just feel like just comes with it. In my experience, I'm going to speak
know.
It from my experience.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't remember dicks really that well, but I do know that I love the idea of, because I remember thinking a guy had a big dick, and then I talked to someone who hooked up with him, and she's like, no, it wasn't. I was like, really?
But
like,
she might have had gigantic dicks.
No, like, I just guess I didn't have much of a reference, but I will say that I am very interested in, like, fisting. And like having a lot of things up there, like seeing how far, like stretching, like and I never thought I would be because I hate lending my like sweaters to friends that I think might stretch them out. Like I hate getting shirts stretched out. I don't want to have a kid because I don't want my stomach stretched out. But for some reason down there, I know it can like snap back pretty easily. And there's just something about like getting there. I never thought fisting would be something I'd be interested in or like would ever want to achieve. I've never done it before, but like. It's a lot of the porn I watch, and I remember a lesbian friend of mine telling me that she fisted her girlfriend, and it was like the biggest orgasm.
So you wouldn't
ever
ask for that?
No, I've asked for it. Oh. I'm on my believe me, I'll get there. But that's a thing you have to work your way up to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. That's the problem. A lot of porn, they just have anal right away. They just fist her right away, and it's like it comes after you come a lot. Like you got to like really relax to be able to like yeah. You have to have like an epidural to get it. So you can't just go right in. And I think that it's something that I'll work my way up to. But I think it's so hot, and I never would have thought that was hot. But it's not. But it's not because I'm like I need something bigger. It's just like fun once in a while thing.
Yeah, I guess it depends on like how big their fist is. And
no, I mean everyone has like a guy has like a pretty normal size. Like I'd want maybe a girl fist. Like that is not that big.
You're going thumb in.
Yeah, you go like, or you go like this. That is not that big. I would probably be able to take that today.
Yeah, you could take that today.
I have a pretty small, like, I could definitely fist myself.
I mean, you could take a nap after.
But a fist is this.
Well,
this
yeah.
This is like a trying to get a coin.
Also, it depends how far you go up the arm. Like, some people can go to the elbow.
Well, that's when it's hitting your cervix. That I really related to that. Like, something that's going too deep. I don't like deep. I'd rather, like, wide than deep.
I saw something that I Googled and stayed up all night searching. But no, that a women's vaginas are actually built for 5.5 inches. Like, naturally, that's what the vagina is built for. Not for anything more than that.
That's so sweet. That
I typed that in specifically. And then I ate.
Why that number?
Huh? 5.64. No, my dick's longer than 6 inches. I figured it out. I did the calculations.
Wait, wow. Your dick is longer than 6 inches?
Yeah.
That's a big dick then.
No, yeah. It's not.
It isn't? Isn't six like long?
I think six average. I think I measured it the other day. What I need is more blood. I need more girth.
You need more ruler.
Huh?
You need a new funky ruler. New ruler. If you're measuring your dick, get a ruler that's made in China. Sloppily.
Yeah, no, I could use some more girth, some more width, some more blood flow.
Well,
I'll
tell you what you do. I've had where you put like a smaller dildo and then you put your dick with it.
Oh, the old
and you get double
twin bed,
double pen.
Yeah,
with your dick, and that it makes a giant. I mean, that makes a massive one.
Sometimes I'll throw a finger to
with
you,
it. With yeah, it. Yeah, yeah.
I'll
two
bring
fingers.
A couple friends to the party.
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, you know fucking Dave? He's cool, dude. He's cool, man. He's got a fucking. He brought some fucking Natty Lights.
Yeah, I don't think that
some Smirnoff Ice.
I was a little reluctant to tell my guy, like, I kind of want to get fisted someday. But also, like, and I'm not really, like, I don't want to be ruined. But there's ways to do all of these things and not ruin you. I mean, women have babies, and everyone goes, oh, my God, she's such a fucking whore. She's had her pussy all stretched. I mean, I say that. But
just because
like,
they had a baby?
Well, a baby is way bigger than a fist, by the way. Way bigger.
No, I know, but you're not calling women that have babies whores for
well,
having
I should because no, they've had sex for sure. And
no, I was just confused.
They're
you're
the
talking
only
about,
ones you definitely know. Fuck.
But growing up, you're like, oh my God, she got fisted. Like, fisted for some reason has a very
insane.
Strong connotation.
Yes, right. Yes, it does. And so I'm pretty reluctant to even admit that I
maybe knuckled.
Watch that.
Maybe
I want to get knuckled.
I want to get, that sounds, that's harsh too. Maybe,
I want to get,
hand
fist pounded hand, oh. In my, oh no, that doesn't sound
I would
sound
take
like,
fist out of it.
I want to get,
what's another, El Mano?
Plinkoed?
I want to get,
when you, did you punch, no, the, what's the game in,
oh, right. Oh. What about like monoed or something? Like another word for hand that doesn't sound. I don't know. Maybe someone could think of something.
Yeah, maybe we'd get monoed. Oh,
El Mano.
Luigi, point, shoe. Oh, he looked.
He did it.
Yes, he
yeah,
looked.
He's got Hunter.
You are so smart.
When
you
he's outside,
so
he like. He's
he
like a little pointer.
He changes so much from being like such a cocky, like badass on the streets. Oh, not in a Catholic church. But then you bring him inside and he turns into this like, I've been in this, I'm a puppy in the window. Like he puts yeah. on such an act. Look at if I just go, are you a baby? Are you a little baby? Oh, no. Oh, you're a baby. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Come here. Like if you just baby him, he'll turn into a little baby. Come on. You can do it. Oh, that's my
oh,
baby.
That's a little baby.
Are you a baby? Are you so scared of the world? Oh, no.
I can show you the
He's
world.
A little baby. If you look at the video right now, you guys have to. He's such a little. But then he can be like such a little bitch. You know,
yeah.
It's so fun. Look at. Oh, he's just a baby digging his head in my arm. Oh, look at this. It's pretty cute,
baba.
Right?
That was really cute.
I was kind of suffocating him.
I
all
love,
right, guys, we got to go. This
I
is
love when
really
a
boring.
Dog digs.
I'm just playing with a fucking dog on a podcast. We've really jumped the dog.
Yeah.
We've jumped the shark tank today.
Who knows?
Oh, God. We have another. We have two more shows coming for you this week. It'll be tomorrow and Thursday, so don't miss it. Carla Forrester's here all week. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Let us know anything you want. You know, man. We're around.
Thanks for
on
that
a...
analyze poster. That
oh
was
yeah.
Awesome.
Why did you post it's blurry? You didn't
it was
download...
given to me blurry.
There's no way. There's I'll no show you. Way that girl gave it to you blurry.
Look at the messages.
Oh, I'm gonna give it to you blurry.
Oh, blur it up.
thank you to our fans for making art for us. It's so sweet. We loved the analyze.
And we loved how it's blurry.
And we loved the Bit by Bees Lollapalooza headlining. Good stuff. It's gonna be so fun to put that up. I'm gonna print that and put it up on the wall. Thank you guys for listening. Go be cut and Jack
Daniels.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Diamonds Direct spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.